previously on Harley's previously on Thomas and the Bible. He gave a good summary of Psalms, and it was funny, and I wish he lived in my house so he could do this every time I record. That's probably going to sound a little creepy, and that's understandable. But, yep, gotta do this one without him, but thanks, Harley, for that last one. It was good. All right, we're on Proverbs 6 through 11 for this episode. We're moving right through Proverbs. I think it's pretty short. I think it's a pretty short book. Let's see. It is... No, actually, I take it back. There's 30 or 30-something of them. So, never mind. I was thinking it was shorter. Disregard all that. Disregard everything I say. It's always inaccurate. All right. As usual, I like to adjust things for no reason right when I start recording. Can't seem to be able to get them in the right place before recording. So that's your dumb host. All right. Proverbs 6. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. Interesting. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about the neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means, this sounds like the last one I read, for by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? Well, I think people do that all the time, don't they? So he that goeth in his neighbor to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Yeah, okay. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou mayest give gifts. Interesting. So that one's just an anti-cheating proverb. Number 7. It starts with a cough. I was pronouncing that exactly how I was reading it. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of mine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep from thee the strange woman from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and the dark night, and he beheld, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtil, I don't know if that's supposed to be subtle of heart, but probably not. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now she in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day I have paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with the coverings of tapestry, with carved works, and with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, alloys, and cinnamon. Let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, and as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Oh, this is a good one. Get some water. So this is it's apparently all the woman's fault if anyone ever commits adultery. I know you all know that, but just you heard it here, you know. It's so some innocent guy is just like doop-a-doo walking down the street, and then some housewife whose husband was gone was dressed like a whore. And was like, let's do it all night. Do me and never stop. And then he's like, okay. And then he does. And then this guy's like, don't let that evil woman tempt you. And he doesn't really say why. I mean, you could obviously guess like, well, it's not very nice to the husband who's gone, you know. But like, he doesn't even really say that. He says like, oh, you're going to die. And like, he doesn't even say like God will necessarily, because there's not really any afterlife at this point. It's, I think the premise of this first book is mainly of the Old Testament seems to be like bad things will happen to you, even though we read Job and we discovered that that's not true. It seems to be the theme of this that like, oh, you better not cheat because you're going to die or something. It doesn't really, you know, he could have made a good argument like, well, you know, it's, you might get caught and that'll hurt the marriage. You know, he can make any number of real arguments, but he just said like, you're going to be stabbed in the liver. And I don't think he meant literally, but I don't know what did he mean? Anyway, doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places by the way and the place of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Here, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Oh, yeah, that's nice. It's easy to say. Easier said than done. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. I've already read the same one. This same one happened already. This is, I mean, it's not literally the same one, but it's like the same one. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Dear Prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth. I feel like the word froward has been used in Proverbs like 9,000,000% more than it's ever been used anywhere but Proverbs. I think it was in Psalms a little bit too, but it's a word you don't see. Did it like evolve into forward? Is it like being forward? Or I mean, probably not, but like I've never heard of the word froward. I guess I could look it up. Here, I'll look it up for you guys. Google. Froward. Oh, okay. Of a person. Difficult to deal with. Contrary. Oh, I get it. Like, it's like to and fro. Like froward. Yeah, okay. Okay, glad I looked that up. So it's just a person difficult to deal with, or whatever it's modifying. Okay. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By my king's reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me and lose that, and those that seek me shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Yeah, I feel like I've heard this several, 3-4 times now. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass on the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Well, that was boring. Sorry, I didn't really think of anything interesting to say about that one. Proverbs 9. Wisdom hath builded her house, and she hath sewn out her 7 pillars. She hath killed her beasts, she hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table, she hath sent forth her maidens, she crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish, and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man to fish, and he will be a just man fisher. No, teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high place of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the deed are there, that the dead are there. Heed, pants, no. Do you guys know, I've probably referenced it sometime in the past 136 episodes, but So I Married an Axe Murderer. Great movie. I love that one. It's one of my favorite. I really like, you know, what's his name? He's, what the hell? Mike Myers, you know, hasn't done much lately, huh? I mean, he's about due for Austin Powers 4, right? Or did that already happen? Anyway, I read Dead as Deed, and it reminded me of the, you know, his Scottish dad pronounces head as heed. Heed. Anyway, that was not necessary, but I'm telling you it. And that her guests are in the depths of hell. So yeah, another thing that didn't really say anything. Same, it's getting kind of repetitive again. What do you know? The Bible repetitive? No. I don't believe it. I just don't buy it, guys. I'm not buying into your Bible being repetitive thing that you keep trying to tell me. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son... Oh, okay. That's just the first sentence, the Proverbs of Solomon, so I don't know what that is. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Sexist. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Prating? It's only one T, I don't know. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow. But a prating? Okay, now I have to look it up because it's been twice. Prating.
Prate.
What? Prate? It just tells me prate. Okay. Talk foolishly or tediously about something. So that's to prate. So prating is that ing. The mouth of a righteous man is well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. This is like the worst. This would be the worst nightmare for Vargo Hoat. If anyone gets that, then awesome. This would also be very difficult for the preacher from, Princess Bride. You know, there's all these he that hideth hatred with lying lip. Like, I feel like you wouldn't be able to handle the THs and the S's. Or, you know, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. No, yeah, anyway. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. Oh, great. We get to hear the silver and gold analogy again, guys. Are you excited? Buckle up. It's a pretty fun one. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation, as vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so it is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bring forth wisdom, but the froward tongue, which we know what it is, shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. I don't get it, guys. I don't get the repetition. I don't understand the point. Are there people who, like, they get to line 27 and they're like, I don't know. Should I be righteous? And then they read like four more lines that say, the righteous will be good, the non-righteous will be bad. Like, that's all that's saying. It's nothing more than that. And then someone's like, you know what? After the 30th and 31st line, I think I'm going to go with it. I'm going to try to be righteous. I don't get it. Ooh, 11. Unfortunately, that was a long one. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And that means, I know what that is. That's like when you're trading and you have a weight that's like fake, you know, it's like hollow so that you weigh your goods with it and they weigh more. Or they appear to weigh more. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. This is just about, it's 100 things that are, if you're a jerk, that's bad. But if you're not a jerk, that's good. Like, that's all this is. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. When the wicked perish, there is shouting. Although I guess that wasn't the opposite, because you want the wicked to perish. By the blessing of the... Oh, no, I get it. Anyway. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth shortship is sure. What the hell? A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth his own death. They that are a froward heart and are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in the way are his delight. Though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall not be delivered. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered unto also. I don't need to read any of this. I don't need to. This is religious me. This is me, like, if I lived in the time and was like all about God, I'd get like three lines in and be like, yeah, all right, I get it. I mean, a bunch of good quality, you know, like, I understand. If I do things right, then it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Like, I know that. I know it. You don't need, why am I reading this? Is there some information I don't have that you're giving me? Because it's, anyway. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat. Oh, I read that. Damn it. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. Ooh, inherit the wind. That's a cool line. And the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, and much more the wicked and the sinner. All right, all done with that one. Still infinitely better than Psalms, 100%. It's way better because I'm sick of hearing people talk to God and never have any response. So at least there's that. But it's pretty damn boring, as you've no doubt heard. So, but thanks for sticking with me, guys. And I haven't given instructions in a while, so be sure to get on my Facebook and facebook.com/TNTheB. Write me a note there and be sure to check out Atheistically Speaking. It keeps getting better and better, bigger and better guests and all that. And get on the facebook.com/atheisticallyspeaking. Check out both these podcasts on Stitcher if you want. They're there if you want to listen to them there. I don't like how bad the audio sounds on Stitcher. It kind of annoys me. They like create their own low bitrate version of it, and it sounds like crap to me. So it won't matter on this podcast, but it does on my other one. All right, well, that's good enough. I'll see you guys next episode.